Hello everybody and welcome back to Growing With The Flow. Thank you for tuning in today. Sorry this episode is going up a little bit late. I did plan to have an episode up today. Actually, let's just not even bother talking about that. Basically, I took my microphone to where I was going to be this weekend, but I forgot that I needed the adapter that takes it from USB to USB-C or whatever. I don't know. So I couldn't actually plug it into my laptop to record. But so I'm recording this the day of, actually. So if you're listening on the 28th of August, this is me this morning. So yeah, I hope you're all doing well. Today's episode, I have written down a list of things on my notes page that I want to talk about, mainly just like some life updates and things I've been up to, but also like some shows and just random bits and bobs that have been on the noggin. So yeah, hope you're in the mood for just like a bit of a catch up, a bit of like a chill. This isn't going to be anything too hard hitting. Yeah, no, probably not. Okay, so this past weekend I've been at a wedding. I am so tired. Saturday morning we had to leave at 6 a.m. together, which I know isn't that early, but for me that is like outrageous, to be honest. I know everyone says it, but I just don't understand how we ever used to get up for school at like, I used to get up at like 6:30 every single day for school, and then at the weekend my lie-in would be like 8 a.m. Whereas now, I'd say I get up at like 9 this year. 9 or 10, to be honest. And that feels like, oh, like, you know, it's not even like I wake up at 10 feeling like I've had a massive lie-in. So, yeah, that was a rough start. But we went to the wedding, my cousin got married, her now husband, I guess, is Sikh, so the wedding was in a gurdwara, which was really cool. I've never been to a Sikh wedding, so that was really interesting. And then yesterday we had the reception, where that was just at like a venue with food and music and all of the normal wedding stuff. So yeah, it was a nice weekend. I'm glad to be home. I've been a bit all over the place, as I will get into, but I've just done a lot of staying away from home the past few weeks, which honestly I feel like is always so good for my head, to be honest. But I had a lot of like life admin, so coming home for a couple of days before the wedding I was like powering through all of that, and then now I'm properly back. I feel like I can just like prep for something very exciting. This is happening this week. I know this is like kind of out of the blue for me and for you, to be honest, but I'm actually moving out on Friday. I still feel like it's gonna fall through for some reason. The like landlord people are being really annoying about the documentation, so in my mind I don't want to like fully think it's happening until all of that is fixed. But like, as long as that doesn't mess up, which it shouldn't, they're just being lazy, I think, to be honest. I'm moving out on Friday, which is insane.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So let me take you back. A few weeks ago, I got a message on Spare Room. I've been applying to flats for maybe like 2 months at this point, where I would go on Spare Room every day and I would just filter it to London. I was being so unpicky, like anything in London that was in a decent like location and had like the rent was in my budget, basically. And this one replied, this was one of the first, basically the only one that replied to me. I think I applied to like 30 at that point, but they just get so many messages that, you know, it's tough out here. So yeah, I was so shocked when I got a reply, because I was like, oh my god, this is my first reply. And they said, you want a viewing next week? So obviously I said yes. And I was a little bit skeptical, to be honest, because the room is like pretty small, but the location is so great. And they didn't have pictures of the rest of the flat on Spare Room, so I was like interested to see that when I went to the viewing. And yeah, I went to the viewing, it went really well. I think the main thing that like sold me was that I really liked the girls. The people I would be living with were the ones that showed me around, and they were just so nice. And I feel like if I didn't like them, I probably, there's a chance I would have said no, just because the bedroom is really small. Like, it's the size of like a bed and then literally like a tiny sliver of floor, and that's the whole room. But I really liked them, and I kind of felt like that was the best, or that's the most important thing, you know, like liking who you live with. And that's a huge part of like your experience when you're not, when you're living with friends, is the people you live with. And yeah, so obviously I would love to have a bigger room, but other than that, the location is great. The rest of the flat was also really good. And it had like, the kitchen looks like it's got like some updated appliances, not updated like really recently, but I feel like all my old flats, most of my old flats were like very old kitchens. So that was pleasant to see. Yeah, I was sitting outside. I was a bit early because obviously they told me to get there at like 7 or something. But you don't want to be late because obviously that's going to set a bad, that's a bad tone, you know. But it's very hard to be bang on time to something because, like, for me, for example, I had to drive to the station, then get a train to London Bridge, and then walk to the flat or like get the bus. And so there's a lot of like moving parts. So obviously I was like 15, 20 minutes early. So I was just sitting outside waiting. And I was just thinking how crazy flat viewings are. So for example, I went to maybe like 20 flat viewings in second year, or for my second year flat when I was in uni. And every time you go, you imagine yourself living there, you picture like where you'd put all your things, you think, oh, this is the room I would hopefully get. Like, you imagine like where you'd put all your things. And yeah, it's just like, oh my god, this could be my whole life, you know. Yeah, I just feel like I imagine where I'd put everything and kind of just envision my life there. And especially when you're also like, if you're using a spare room, you're also looking for flatmates, so you're envisioning these people could be people you're hanging out with every single day, these people could be like, you know, a big part of your life. And then you walk away from the viewing and you either never think about it again because you get rejected. You never think about the flat. Like, I think of all those flats I went to when I was in first year to view them, and I don't even remember what they looked like. You forget about the people, you move on, you think, okay, like, they were nice, but that's it. You just literally forget about the whole experience, or it kind of drastically changes your life. Like, you have a new home, new people that you see every single day. Like, it's just such a crazy thing. And I was sitting there thinking and fathoming, to be honest, that was kind of at a fork in the road, because these are such big differences. The difference between living with these people in this flat and not is kind of huge in terms of my actual life. And I do think with these sort of things, it gets frustrating when you're getting rejected from like 20 flats, for sure. But with these sort of things, I do take comfort in knowing that like, you will forget about it, you will move on, you'll be fine, you'll find a different flat, you'll have different flatmates, and you'll look back and be like, oh my god, how did I ever not know these people, you know? And it's just weird to think of how things could go either way. So yeah, I ended up getting that flat, which is so exciting, and hopefully should all be going well. The 1st of September is when I'm meant to be moving in. But like I said, I'm still a bit like, oh, is this happening? I don't know. If it's not, that's going to be really annoying, because then I have to get back on spare room. But yeah, hopefully the 1st of September. Please cross your fingers for me. So yeah, which is literally this week, so I need to get on it with packing and sorting out all my shit. All of my uni shit is in like boxes in my room, which I can't wait to not be living among boxes. I've had them there now for like over a year. But when I packed it, I kind of did it in a rush, which I do regret. Like, I kind of just threw things in, and I don't know, I was just stressed because I was leaving uni and I also had like a lot on. Like, I had a wedding that weekend, and I had like a sports awards dinner on my last night, and random stuff like that, where I just feel like I packed in like a frenzy. So now I need to go back through all the boxes and kind of repack them. Also, because I'm going to be having like a lot less space, I can't take everything that I had in Edinburgh. So I need to really like whittle it down and pick like a minimal list of things that are going to be my everyday bits, which is kind of annoying, but also probably good because I do have a lot of tat. So yeah, that's what I've got on this week. I'm going to IKEA with my brother tomorrow to hopefully get some like storagey bits. That's what I'm looking for. And yeah, it's very exciting. Hopefully we shall see. So yeah, that was a few weeks ago. And then I spent a week in Scotland, which was so nice. I just love it there so much. And I am a little bit like, why am I not moving back here? Because obviously I went to uni there for my undergrad and I'm so excited for the degree that I'm doing in London. Like, I wouldn't change that at all. But a little part of me is like, I just love Edinburgh so much. And I already know London, not in the way that I hope I will soon, but I do know it to a certain extent. And I just don't think, you're so lucky to be able to live there. In the capacity that I am anyway. But it is just like, it's a harder city to live in my opinion, because it's so big, so expensive, it's pretty like inconvenient. It's not that inconvenient, but like, because it's quite big, you could be traveling for a long time to go see a friend, whereas in Edinburgh, everything's just so easy and simple and straightforward, and I just miss it, I think. But hopefully one day I will be back. So yeah, I went to Scotland for a week. I went to the Fringe, which was so fun. Went to three shows. I saw a comedian called Anya Magliano, I think was her name. And she was so good. I think she was my favorite person I saw. I think she writes for Chicken Shop. I'm not sure if she used to or she currently does, but I found her in an article and I went to see that and it was so good. She was so funny. I love The Fringe. Comedy is so good. I never really go to see it unless I'm at The Fringe. That was actually my fourth Fringe, I think, which is pretty cool. Yeah, I think fourth Fringe, I'm not sure. But yeah, it was so fun. I had a really good time. I also went to see Glenn Moore, who apparently is on TV sometimes. I hadn't heard of him, but that was good. I didn't like that as much because I thought he was really funny, but it didn't speak to me personally as much. And then we also went to see it was like a comedy trio, or not really. There was like one guy that was introducing the comedians and then two different comedy acts, so you kind of got to see three people in one event. And I'm not gonna lie, they were all so shit. That's kind of the magic of The Fringe, I feel like, is that often you'll go to things and it'll be like, wow, that's life-changing, and then sometimes it's like, oh my god, this is so bad, it's like awkward to sit here and pretend to laugh. I don't know, I just didn't find them very funny. Yeah, I don't know, like bordering on non-PC and also just not funny, which is just not a great combo, is it? So yeah, I also went in the sea while I was up, went on some nice walks. What else did I do? Yeah, just like chilled out. We made pizza with Neve and Aiden, which was nice. I have seen them recently, but still nice to like see them, because we used to hang out every single day. So yeah, anyway, that was nice. And then I went to Portugal. I came home for one night and then went to Portugal for 10 days, which was unbelievable. Such genuinely one of my favorite holidays I've ever been on, I think. Portugal is such a cool country. That was my first time visiting. We went to Porto, Lisbon, and Ericeira, which is like on the beach. And yeah, it was so cool. I had a really nice trip. I try to think. Porto actually blew me away. I thought Porto was so pretty. Quite like touristy, I thought, but maybe I'm just not going to the right places. But like, for example, in the center of like Lisbon, it felt much more like, okay, there's a mixture of tourists and like people who live here and have jobs and, you know, etc. But in Porto, it really did just feel like everyone was a tourist. But maybe that was just where I was going. But I really love all the tiles in Porto. There's this amazing, I don't know if it's a river because it's like the sea technically, but maybe it's an estuary? I don't know anything about that sort of thing. But like, big body of water going through the middle with a really cool bridge, which we walked over, which I thought was really cool. Okay, guys, in Lisbon, I took an absolute battering. Okay, so we decided to ride electric scooters. Okay, remind me to never go on an electric scooter again, because I just can't. Something about them, just I can't do it, essentially. Which is a little bit like, what's happening? I just can't do them. So we're in a bike lane And there is nobody around. No one. Completely flat road. No one around. And somehow, I don't know how, but somehow I managed to crash the electric scooter. So I'm, obviously, we're in continental Europe, so I'm riding on the right-hand side of the bike lane. And I crash over the other side of the bike lane into the pavement and fall completely, like, off onto the ground. Like, my sunglasses fall off my head. I am an absolute mess. There is this Portuguese couple, like, this old couple walking on the pavement as well. I didn't hit them, thank God. I would have genuinely felt, like, so bad if I did, but I didn't hit them. But they were concerned. They were like, oh my God, are you okay? They weren't speaking in English, but you know when you can just tell what someone's saying? Yeah. So bad. And I still don't know how it happened. I think I'm not good at electric scooters because this is actually my second time crashing one. I went to Prague with my brother a few years ago and I was riding, this one was actually in the road, which is way more dangerous because do you know what I was thinking is that it actually is really dangerous because if you crash in the road, you could easily get run over so easily. So I think I might not go on them anymore. But yeah, like I crashed in the road. Luckily, like just sort of more, that was more of like a rough fall. This was like proper crash, like scooter went flying one way, I went flying the other way. I had a massive lump on my leg for the next 2 days and a massive like instant bruise, which I still have 10 days later, maybe more. And I still have lost, I must have damaged the nerves or something, because if I touch my leg over the bruise, I can feel that I'm touching it, but I can't feel the difference between like if I'm just running my finger over it or if I'm like scratching. The scratch feels like I'm just touching it. It's kind of weird. I've lost like all sensation. This is kind of niche, but if anyone gets those TikToks where it's like, is this dull or soft? Oh no, that's the same. Dull or sharp? And then they run the like little cotton wool thing over their skin. That's I'm sure not everyone's on that TikTok, but it's kind of like I've actually got that. Like I can't feel the difference and it's really weird. I think I'm regaining sensation, but I don't know. Anyway, I've kind of forgotten about that injury because I also got injured in Ericeira at the beach. So Ericeira, or like where we went, is we got a bus from Lisbon to there. It's just like an hour's journey and you are on the coast of the like Atlantic Ocean. So facing west, I guess. And so this isn't like the typical, I feel like if you go on like a beach holiday to Portugal, you go to maybe the Algarve or like somewhere else where you have the hotter, the warmer ocean and like calmer waves and stuff. But we wanted to go surfing. And also we just thought like, because we're in Lisbon, like maybe we should just go there for a couple of days because it's like quite close and everything. So the first day we went in the sea and these waves were, oh my God, so big, the kind where they're like really like carrying you, you're getting like absolutely knocked out. Like randomly there was a lifeguard, which in the UK I really don't think they would have allowed, like condoning swimming there, but there was a lifeguard and flags and everything, so I probably wouldn't have gone in if there wasn't. And I want to preface this by saying I am a strong swimmer. Like I was a lifeguard for, I don't know, like 4 years. I also swam competitively. Like I still swim every week as like a workout. So I'm like a good-ish swimmer. But I got completely knocked out by this wave and I have this old cheer injury where basically I can't bend one of my legs fully. I know that sounds so random, but like, you know, when you sit on your feet and you bend your legs all the way, one of my legs, it like really hurts to do that. Like I can't do it because it like hurts so much. I couldn't get it to that point. But as long as I don't like bend it really far, I just forget about the fact that I have that injury and I just don't really think about it. I did try to go to physio for it. They gave me some exercises, which I did do, but didn't really improve. So I'm trying to go back, but you know how it is. It takes ages to get appointments and stuff. Anyway, I got knocked in the wave and my leg bent the way that it, like, can't bend, if you get me. And then it's now been 8 days and I've been limping every day for 8 days. And it was really painful, to be honest, at the start. I'd say there were 5 days where I didn't really sleep properly. Or, like, I barely slept because it was so painful. And, yeah. So, I kind of got battered on holiday, is the takeaway from that story. I don't know what's happening. Like, I can't fully straighten it. And I also can't bend it very far. I've, like, lost a lot of the motion. I have applied for physio. So, hopefully they'll get back to me today. And see. I'll see what they say. But, yeah. Other than that, I had a really great holiday. Had lots of pastel donatas. Some nice pizza. Trying to think what else I tried. Loads of nice food. We actually cooked mainly. I think we went out for dinner twice or three times maybe. Just to save money, we cooked a lot. If one recommendation I have is if you go to Lisbon, the restaurant Trinca was so good. I loved their food and the ambiance and the vibe. It was also really good if you're going with somebody who eats meat or fish and stuff and you're veggie, because often I feel like it's really easy to find veggie or vegan restaurants in a lot of cities, but it's sometimes hard to find somewhere which is like really good for veggie and vegan and also good for people that don't eat that, you know, because sometimes I'll just take people to a vegan place and be like whatever, but not every day, you know. So yeah, Trinca I'd really recommend. Okay, the next thing I have written down to talk about is the fact that there are ads on the podcast now. I realized that I did this and then I never spoke about it. So, and I really wanted to. I don't know why. I think I did it on a day that was far away from when I was recording. And then when recording came, I forgot that, like, this was something I wanted to talk about. So, if you don't know, up until June-ish, I hadn't made any money off the podcast. I've been doing it for 2.5 years, I think. And yeah, I've never made any money on it. I never have done any ads. I've never allowed ads to like roll on the podcast. And the reason being is that I kind of sometimes find it annoying when I'm listening to a podcast and an ad comes on. So I thought, I'm not going to do that. It's not that I had a change of heart, but I think I got to a place of realizing where I was like, I don't listen to a single podcast that doesn't have ads. And I don't listen to a podcast and think, oh my God, why have these people got ads on their podcast? I just think, oh, this ad isn't really for me, so I'll skip it, you know? But I would hate for any of the people that I listen to their podcasts to not be being paid for what they're doing, especially because being paid to have a podcast allows you to dedicate more time and energy to it because you won't be having to earn that money elsewhere. So I just kind of had a bit of like a 360 moment where I was like, what am I doing? And I don't know. The reason I didn't have the ads is for you guys. I didn't want it to be like something that was annoying or like in the way or I don't know. And I kind of have changed my mind because every podcast I listen to has ads, and where I have not been, I've kind of just dedicated a lot more time this year to the podcast. I feel like I've definitely not been consistent anywhere, but the podcast is my like main priority. This is where I want to be every week. And because I've not been like making YouTube videos as much and stuff, I don't really have like the income from that I used to. And that's completely my doing and completely my choice, of course. Like, I'm not trying to pity myself or anything, but it just makes sense for me for this to have ads now because this is like my main priority and something that I do want to have like time to do. So yes, I hope that that's okay. I have been trying out different things. I did see somebody ask for less ads and it was only one comment, but I did reduce them after that. So I don't know if they did. I think the way that it works is that I put in like where the ad can go, and then sometimes the spot gets filled and sometimes it doesn't, depending on who Spotify are like working with at the time. So maybe you haven't really even had ads, or maybe you've had all of the ones that I've put in, I don't know. But yeah, hopefully it's okay and it's not like bothering you too much. Yeah, it means a lot to me that I'm able to do this podcast. And yeah, I just always think the coolest thing ever was that I was able to quit my part-time job when I was in uni and just do YouTube. And I just really want to like continue with this in that way. And this is like hopefully what's going to allow me to do that. So yeah, I just want to say thank you for supporting the podcast, and I really hope that this doesn't like bother you too much or be like, I don't know, hopefully it's okay. Yeah, thanks for everything, and I hope it's all good. If you have any like questions or input, my DMs are always open. So yeah, let me know. Okay, 1989 TV. Obviously, as like a fandom, I want to say, we saw this coming, of course. Easter egg after Easter egg. I think my favorite Easter egg is the road sign in the I Can See You music video. And then obviously she wore like all the blue outfits on the night of the announcement and just endless things. It was the 8th of the 9th or the 9th of the 8th. I get confused because we don't use American dates in the UK. It's different, but whatever. Oh, just so good. Okay, 1989 is one of my favorite albums. It's one of the albums that is most captured in time for me. I can see myself distinctly listening to it with Rihanna and Lucy in, I Can See the classroom that was our classroom that the year that it came out, and just listening to it on repeat. I even remember two of our other friends being like, can you guys stop listening to that album? Like, it was just everything. And yeah, so I'm so excited for a bit of 1989 TV. A lot of people are saying that it's like come too soon almost, and Speak Now didn't get its moment, which I can see and I do understand. I think it depends how you see it, because I'm sure Taylor just wants to own all her albums, so it's kind of like, you know, not a rush, but like you want them owned, you know. Every day that goes by is like probably kind of painful. So yeah, I'm so excited for it. I feel like October as well, it's, to me, it's a very like summer album. Maybe that's wrong, but I don't know. I really like the cover also. The cover is also quite summery, but October is always a fun time to get a new album, so I'm super excited. Really looking forward to it. I wonder what's all gonna happen, because I have Eras Tour tickets. Have I spoken about this? I think I did already speak about this, but going to the Eras Tour in Edinburgh in June next year. Oh, I cannot wait. I can't wait. Obviously, with her re-releasing all this music, and like maybe we, like, there's a potential we could even have Rep TV and maybe even debut by then, I don't know. But like with all the re-releases and stuff, it's like, how will the Eras Tour change? I feel like it will be such a different tour almost by the end. So I'm really excited for when my time comes, and yeah, just to see how the whole thing changes. I'm so excited for 1989. I think I want to buy one of the vinyls. I don't know yet. I think I do really like the cover as well, so maybe it's the time to pull the trigger. So yeah, 1989 TV. Okay, another thing I wanted to talk about is The Summer I Turned Pretty. If you've not watched it, or if you're not watching this season, this probably won't be that interesting to you, but skip forward 5 minutes or something, because I need to get this off my chest. Okay, first things first, this show is just insane. I hate it, but I also love it, because every week I come back. So right, first question, am I team Jeremiah or team Conrad? I'm team neither, to be honest. Belly needs some serious help. She has obviously gone through a huge loss and has done nothing but shown signs of struggling with it and signs of depression, and everyone's just kind of like, ooh, teehee, who are you gonna get with? And it's a bit like, Like, this actually isn't okay. But okay, aside from that, I would be team Conrad. I do not like her and Jeremiah. I don't know if the show, I can't even tell which way they're trying to make you feel. Maybe both, but I see edits on TikTok occasionally where someone will have done an edit of like a conversation they had and they're like, oh my god, I can't, like, I wish boys would do this for me. And it's fair enough, obviously you want what you want, but I cannot watch those scenes without cringing. Like, I'm getting so cringed. Another thing that cringed me out, Taylor and I can't remember what his name, what's his name? Belly's brother. That's so bad. Okay, I can't remember his name. But them dancing at the 70s party, sorry, that made me so cringed. And I know being cringe is like, it's just like nothing is cringe in a sense. Do you know what I mean? Because you can be whoever you want, do whatever you want. Like, I'm not saying it in that way. What I just mean is that, like, it feels very, like, I don't know, kind of, like, yeah, it feels so young. But these people are in, like, a lot of them are in uni. It's just not adding up for me. Okay, my final thing that I need to get off my chest is the fact that she dated Conrad for months, was in love with him for years. And then they broke up, fair enough, he shouldn't have treated her like that, I agree. But then she decided she's gonna fall in love, well, she didn't decide, she fell in love with Jeremiah. In my mind, it's just like, you can't do that. I kind of just think I would just be like, well, too bad, because I can't act on these feelings, because it is so incredibly weird. I just can't even fathom how weird, like, imagine they ended up together. Also, all these points are coming from someone who's not read the books, so take with that what you will. Imagine they ended up together and you have, like, it's just all so weird. Like, you have kids and Conrad is their uncle, but it's like you lost your virginity to him. Like, it's just all so, like, what? I just find it so crazy. I personally think they should all just focus on their friendships and come together to, like, you know, support each other through Susanna's, like, death. Like, I don't know, I just finding this season so crazy and kind of, like, insane, to be honest. So is the season done? I don't even know. I don't think so. I'm kind of out of the loop, but that's my thoughts. I genuinely, like, I watch it every week, so I can't hate at all, but I'm finding it so insane, the stuff that is happening. And the way some people is reacting to it, just being like, oh my god, goals. It's like, what? In what world? Like, I just can't understand how you'd see it that way. So, yeah, that's how I feel. And there's, I don't know, I'm still watching it, so what can I say? Okay, last thing I've written down to talk about is my upcoming, lots of upcoming things. So this week I am at home and then hopefully moving on Friday, which is pretty crazy. But on Sunday, I'm going to Greece with two of my friends from school, which is so exciting. I'm really buzzing. They are people who I don't see, like, that much. Although now I'm moving to London, I guess I will see them a lot more. Yeah, I'm just excited to have, like, a few days of dedicated time, just us to, like, catch up and chat and, like, make new memories as well. Like, I just think it's going to be really fun. So yeah, I'm really excited for that. And then I'm coming back from that on Thursday next week, I think. And then on the following Monday, my brain is all, like, confused because I've been so busy, but the following Monday I'm going to Cornwall for 4 days, I think, with my brother, just the two of us. We're going to see my grandparents because we haven't seen them this summer yet, and I need to make a trip down before uni begins. So yeah, that's what I have coming up. I'm finding it so crazy that I'm in the load of people going back to school this September. It's just, yeah, it definitely feels weird to be going back, and I'm just kind of so excited for autumn. I'm really excited for a fresh start, to be honest. I find change really difficult, but I think I'm in need of change right now, because it's almost like taking a gap year is such a weird phenomenon, because for me personally, the way I've done it is I'm either traveling and doing stuff that is so outside of my comfort zone, so different to what I've been doing the past 23 years of my life, and seeing loads of new places and being really stimulated and having all these like amazing experiences, or I'm living in my childhood bedroom with very little purpose and very, very short to-do lists and nothing really on. And that is something I'm excited to shed and to move away from and just have a bit more like of my own life back and doing things that are important to me. That's how I don't know, I'm just excited for that. So yeah, I'm excited to have my own space again and have like a new place to live as well. Like I'm moving to a new area, which is really exciting. Just a new routine, like a new place to live, a new commute, a new day to day because I'm going to be doing a degree, which I wasn't doing before. Like it's all just new, but in a really good way, I think, really exciting way. So yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling. It's a little bit crazy, but I'm excited for this shift. I don't think I could go much longer. Obviously, I do live in London and I could just commute, but I feel so happy in my decision. I think the fact that I am able to like have this as my job and have money for rent and living is, yeah, it's just, I feel so lucky and I feel like this is going to be a really good step and it just feels really good to be like doing something new in a new place, like a full fresh like chapter, because I think I've spent this year living a little bit in like the memory of how good uni was, and like not that I haven't moved on because I've done so many things and I have been to so many places and stuff, but I do still think because my base is my childhood bedroom, I'm still living in a little bit of like limbo this whole year because this isn't, you know, I spent 4 years living with friends. Yeah, and to now just have this as my base, it does feel different. And I think just not complete, if that makes sense. So yeah, lots of new things coming and I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be good. So yeah, that's everything I wrote down to talk about. I'm trying to think if I have anything else fun to update you on. I'm really toying at the idea of making TikToks at the moment. I am so scared of that app, but I also think it could be really fun and just like shorter snippets, because I love making YouTube videos, but just time wise it is so time consuming to make a full video that I'm happy with, and then sometimes I don't have that time, or like I don't have the, you know, the mental capacity for that. I don't know how I ever uploaded every week and on the podcast, like I don't even know who that was. But yeah, I was just thinking maybe I should make some TikToks of just like little daily vlogs or recipes, maybe, and just like bits and bobs, I don't know. But I just prefer YouTube as a like format, like I prefer the actual app and it's like something I use more and I like it better, but I don't know, toying with the idea. So we'll see if I do anything with that, but I just think because I'm moving and like got some exciting things coming up, it could be a really fun little like thing to get going with. I don't know, we'll see. Hopefully big things coming, but who knows, I don't know. Anyway, okay, I've blabbered on long enough, so thank you so much for listening to this episode and for sticking around with Growing With The Flow. Like I said, fun things coming and I'm excited to share them all with you and see how it all goes. And I hope that you are having a great summer. Summer is coming to an end. We've only got a few days left. I'm so excited for Gilmore Girls, for Hot Chocolates, for Cozy, for just like comfy little fleeces and fuzzy socks and candles. I love all that stuff. So I'm really excited. And I hope you're feeling good. I hope this is a good week for you. I'm sending you good vibes and thank you again for everything. I love you to the moon and back 100 times. But yeah, okay, thanks for listening and I will see you next Monday. Bye.